USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spent Saturday on the campaign trail in several battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin after traveling to Florida to cast his ballot. Following his rally in Circleville, the president predicted a red wave in November.
We're going to have a great red wave. It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before, because people are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime. They're tired of it. But you're going to have a red wave, the likes of which you haven't seen, and everybody knows it.
Vice President Biden held two events in Pennsylvania, where a recent poll has him leading Trump by 7 points. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, was also in the Buckeye State, holding an event in Cleveland, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for Biden in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Most of the San Francisco Bay Area could be in the dark come Sunday. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains why.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The nation's largest utility announced the move yesterday. They said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. The forecasts are calling for a return of bone-dry, gusty weather that carries the threat of downing power lines or other equipment that have been blamed for igniting massive and deadly blazes in recent years, particularly in central and northern California.
Meanwhile, wildfires in Colorado have turned deadly as two people are confirmed dead in the East Troublesome Fire burning in northern Colorado. That blaze has burned more than 188,000 acres, becoming the second biggest fire in state's history. The largest, the Cameron Peak Fire, has torched nearly 207,000 acres and is burning just miles away. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Texas fire chief is in hot water for posing next to a woman wearing cold sushi.
San Antonio officials are reviewing the actions of Fire Chief Charles Hood after photos went public in which he was standing next to a scantily clad woman at another firefighter's party. The 50th birthday party was held at a family home. The fire chief explains that as he walked in the front door, he came across a lady wearing sushi, raw fish, so he stopped and posed to take a picture, adding it would be like taking a picture with a flamenco dancer in Vegas or even a professional sports cheerleader. Chief Hood has offered an apology to anyone who was offended by the photos. He's been fire chief since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The FBI reminding people over the weekend that scams continue to surface to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And Saturday was a busy day on the college gridiron. Number 1 Clemson, number 2 Alabama, number 3 Notre Dame, and number 5 Ohio State all rolled to easy wins. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.